Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others are calling for President Trump to be removed from office via the 25th Amendment. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says if that doesn't happen, Congress should impeach Trump. It's because of yesterday's mob attack on the Capitol, which Schumer described as an insurrection against the United States incited by the president. St. Petersburg member of Congress Charlie Crist is also calling for Trump to be removed from office. Crist tweeted, "The president is mentally unfit to continue as commander-in-chief, calling on VP Pence to protect our nation and invoke 25th Amendment to remove Donald J. Trump from office immediately." Republican Illinois Congressmember Adam Kinzinger is also calling on Trump's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. In addition, Minnesota Democratic Congressmember Ilhan Omar has prepared articles of impeachment. House Speaker Pelosi also said the House Sergeant-at-Arms is resigning after yesterday's riot and security failure. This afternoon, President-elect Joe Biden introduced Merrick Garland, his pick for Attorney General. Biden said he wouldn't address efforts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, but Biden did criticize Trump for stoking riots yesterday. Biden also said, "No one can tell me that if it had been a group of Black Lives Matter protesters yesterday, they would have been treated very differently. We all know that's true." President-elect Biden will select Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as his labor secretary. Florida has broken its single-day coronavirus record for the second straight day with almost 20,000 new positive cases and 173 new deaths. The two-week positivity rate is nearly 12%. The World Health Organization recommends that economies open for business only if the positivity rate is below 5%. A task force of faith-based organizations in Black and minority communities has formed to help combat misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports the group wants to help get the vaccine to at least 60% of Florida's minority community.
Vaccination throughout Florida has been a logistical challenge since December. But members of the Florida statewide COVID-19 Community Engagement Task Force know there's an added challenge when it comes to communities of color. Bishop A.J. Richardson.
And so we are passing the mic to others who are trusted because of their knowledge of the science and how the vaccine works and whether or not it can be trusted, knowing what our history has been in the United States regarding vaccines and experiments that have not done so well with the Black and brown communities.
The group recently launched in an effort to organize a coalition of faith leaders, doctors, and other community stakeholders to dispel myths about the virus and its vaccine. Black and brown communities have expressed reluctance to participate in vaccinations due to a history of state-sponsored medical experiments like the 40-year-long Tuskegee syphilis study. But Task Force Chair R.B. Holmes said some of that trust will come from the state's historically Black colleges and universities. He added it's time to leave that mindset in the past.
We must save lives. We thank God for 2021. It's a new year, but we cannot bring an old mindset to this.
COVID-19 has killed more than 357,000 in the U.S., including more than 20,000 in Florida. And the virus has had a disproportionate effect on minority communities. According to the latest data available from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Black and Hispanic communities are each hospitalized at about 4 times the rate of white counterparts, and each community dies at nearly 3 times the rate of white counterparts. Former Tallahassee Mayor John Marks said fighting the virus is a war.
And we have to mobilize our troops to make sure that our communities are helped in this effort.
Organizers said primary focuses will be to make sure underserved communities have access to the vaccine, to spread information with targeted messaging through a multimedia communication plan, and create achievable, measurable goals for accountability. Still in the early stages of organization, the task force is expected to unveil more concrete and specific plans in another announcement next week. The CDC has stated Black and Hispanic communities are more vulnerable to the virus because of underlying conditions that make them more susceptible, like socioeconomic status, access to health care, and exposure to the virus because of virus-related occupations. Reverend Holmes said COVID further exposed health disparities among minority communities and promised the task force would work to help eradicate them.
Prior to COVID-19, Black and brown people were living in health deserts and food deserts prior to. What COVID-19 did was just further expose the grave sinful, devastating health disparities in Black neighborhoods. That has to stop.
The task force will meet next week to unveil details of its plan to educate and vaccinate minority communities across the entire state of Florida. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Tonight it'll be breezy with thunderstorms early, lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, windy and cloudy with afternoon highs in the high 60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.